Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. This week is going to be a favorite of mine. It was really on a whim. A couple days ago, I heard a really embarrassing sex story where somebody's parents walked in on them and I go, oh my gosh, I've always been fascinated by those types of stories. So today we have piled up a ton of them and we are ready to read and call some people.
And they are hilarious. And just so you guys know, we're still going to call our crushes like we promised last week. That's going to be on next week's podcast and I'm not excited for that.
Honestly, we were planning on doing that this morning until like sound issues prevented us from. And we were like, I honestly woke up scared. I woke up nervous. So maybe I just tried to put it off because I was trying not to do it.
It's going to be traumatizing. Anyways, let's get... So, obviously, you
Lauren's
guys...
on the phone. Hey, Lauren.
It's very hard to keep up with the conversation, but I'm here, everyone.
So, obviously, we got a shit ton of emails from you guys that are amazing. So, we all decided that we're going to read some and then we're going to call some of you guys to tell us these stories. So, Ashley, you want to start?
Yes, I would love to. All right. This first story is from Jordan. And Jordan goes, I was 17 and madly in love with my high school boyfriend. I come from a really strict family and I was never allowed to have him in my room. So I would walk him out promptly at 10 o'clock and I would jump in his truck and we'd fool around for 10 minutes or so until my mom would flicker on the front porch light. One night, I didn't see the light flicker. I was too busy riding my boyfriend in the front seat of his truck.
Oh my God.
I was definitely enjoying myself. And then this happened. My mom ran across the street where his car was parked and banged on the window saying, stop hurting her.
Oh my God.
Then she realized why I was making those noises. And then her fear turned into rage. She pulled on the door handle and started yelling at us. I tried to jump off, but couldn't. Until my mom ended up witnessing me getting off my boyfriend's dick.
Oh my God.
Needless to say, I was never allowed to walk my boyfriend out again.
That is...
Oh my God.
That is fucking hilarious. Stop hurting her.
No.
Okay, this next one comes from Hannah. It's not that long, but she says, so I have a story of my mom coming down in the middle of the night to let my dog out. Walked right in on my boyfriend and I on the couch. I had no idea she was there until the dog jumped up and started licking us. By the time I looked up, she was running away up to the stairs. I ran up to apologize and she literally acted like she had no clue what I was talking about.
Wait, did she think the dog was her mom?
She go very no. So her mom went downstairs to let the dog out.
Oh, okay.
And they had no idea that her mom saw her and her boyfriend having sex. And then her mom totally was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, her mom felt so awkward.
Oh, my God. We have stories of our own to tell, but I would never tell them to my own parents, you know? Like, these people's parents aren't listening to this podcast.
Yeah, that's so true.
Lauren, our dog likes to get involved in the action as well, huh?
Well, Ethel notoriously likes to lick balls.
Wait, what?
Every time I would have sex with Ethel around, she would lick his balls. She would get up in his butt ball area and lick. And then he'd be like, whoa!
Wait, and the guy would, freak out?
Yeah, it was just Jack.
Holy shit.
like, I want to take part. Let's do a threesome.
She's like, this is fun.
Oh, my God. That is so disgusting.
That's really hilarious. Okay.
Do you have another one?
Yes, I do. All right. This is from Kelly. And she says this. Oh, I love it. Hey, guys. So thankfully, I've never been walked in while I was doing the deed. Praise hands. However, there was a brief period when my boyfriend and I started dating almost 4 months ago, and he still lived with his parents. They were super chill and let me stay the night all the time. A few months into our relationship, my boyfriend decides to tell me that his dad sat him down and said this. Son, we don't mind that Kelly stays over, but your mother and I can hear y'all, and it's very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. That's so mortifying.
So funny.
Because imagine, like, the sounds that you make when you're having sex are just so, like, I don't know. You know, it's like you have to completely release. Oh, yeah, you don't know. Well, Lauren, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that it wasn't her parents hearing her moan. I think that's the most disturbing.
That's, she said she was lucky that it wasn't her parents.
Yeah. I just can't imagine. Oh, like, yes. When you're moaning, it's just almost embarrassing. Like, if you're not in that state. Oh my God. It's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. That's the gross part. Like, it's not even really like thinking about like the P and the V. It's thinking about like the pleasure and like the sound.
I know. You guys, it's so weird because like obviously I like moaning and I moan in the moment, but now talking about it so sex soberly, like not in a state of sex, it's like weird to think that we all moan like animals. Like we are apes. We're like,
It's like just to let the other person know.
It absolutely is just to let the other person know.
I know. It's like, hey, good job.
Yeah. It's just reassurance the entire time.
Oh, my God. All right. I have another one I'm going to read. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
This one's from Lindsay. It says, my parents love to tell this story. One time in high school, my parents went out for a date night on a weekend, and I was out with some friends. I had a friend drop me off back at the house rather than driving home, so keep in mind that my car was not in the driveway. Mm. My parents came home and apparently did not realize that I was in my room. So they started doing it in the living room and the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I did not hear them, luckily. But about 20 minutes after they were done, they called my phone to see when I was coming home. And when they heard it ringing in my room, they started to freak out. I answered and explained I was at home, then got out of bed and headed to the living room to show them. Needless to say, I saw them quickly throwing themselves together, clothes backwards, sex hair and all.
Oh, my gosh. That's so disturbing.
Oh, parents having sex is so fucking gross.
I know. No matter how many times people are like, yeah, but it's great that their relationship is still on that level.
I walked in when I was little on my parents.
How little?
I was little enough. I don't know, because you know how you always remember ages. I think I was definitely in elementary school. And you guys, I don't even think I could say this like without throwing up.
Come on. Tell me.
No, it's like so, I can't do that to my parents.
Okay,
it's like inappropriate.
But that's what's funny. It's like we can read these people's stories, but we can't talk about our stories because like this is their kids' work.
Right. Let's just say that I saw something very gross.
Oh,
my God. Okay. Do you have another
one? Okay, yeah. I'm going to call Corinne now. All right, guys. We got Corinne on the phone. It is not Corinne Olympios. We won't use her last name because I don't want to mortify the people involved in this story. But hey, Corinne, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast.
Hello.
We are so excited to have you. Can you please tell us your story?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Okay, so my story, I was a little bit younger. I'm not sure exactly how old, but I was definitely on like middle school or lower, and it was like a hot summer night and I was like really warm and trying to fall asleep. And I went into my parents' room or was heading over there just to see if they had like an extra fan or something that could like help cool me down. And I walked in and my dad was like fully naked, straddling my mom.
Oh my God.
They were like about to have sex. Like they weren't actually having sex, but they were get in there.
But your dad was fully naked.
And he was straddling.
Yeah. It was so weird. I like walked in, I just saw it and he like turned around and I just like turned around and shut the door. I was like, oh my God. And I like ran back to my room.
The worst thing is that you just can never unsee that ever again.
Oh my God. It was traumatizing. He came after me. He must have like got dressed and came after me. He was like, what? like, is everything okay? And
like, yep, you're like, no, my eyes are on fire.
I love that that's the way you responded. You would.
Are you okay?
It was so awkward. It was so weird. I could not look at them. I was like, I'm just going to walk around in silence.
I was going to say, like, could you not look at them for like a straight week or two in the eyes? I wouldn't be able to.
It was horrible. Yeah.
So fun.
Oh my God. Well, Corinne, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right. Stay safe out there.
Okay. Bye. I love you guys.
Are you ready to experience pleasures of the flesh, the luxurious feel of nuts, and arousing sensations from Mother Nature? Well, it's possible with the organic ingredients found in Astroglide O. Astroglide O is USDA certified organic, dual purpose massage oil, and personal lubricant. It's made from a unique blend of ultra hydrating plant based oils like ridiculously smooth to the touch coconut oil, sweet almond oil, and argan oil, abundant with moisture, and rich decadent oils born from tropical ylang-ylang flower petals and sunflowers. These are just some of the 99% organic ingredients that bring Astroglide O to life. Whether as a personal lubricant or massage oil, its luxurious feel and delicious coconut scent will help you experience pure pleasure. Experience Astroglide O for yourself. You guys can get a free sample at astroglide.com/I don't get it and indulge in the satisfaction of an organic erotic experience. That's astroglide.com/I don't get it. All right, back to this crazy podcast. Okay. Oh my God. That Corinne story. Can't. It's just seeing your parents naked is the grossest. Okay. So the next story I'm going to read, and this is from Nicole, and she says, my awkward sex story is as follows. It was my freshman year of college and my roommate had her boyfriend visiting for the weekend. And first of all, let me just say before I continue to read, we all know how college dorms work. Like it's like one bed right next to another. It's like 6 feet away. She says, the first night I slept in a friend's room to give them time alone, but the next day she reassured me I didn't have to leave because they were only going to watch Netflix. So that night I stayed in my room. I had my headphones in and I was watching Netflix on my iPad while they were doing the same right across the room. Eventually, I heard him ask her to have sex and she refused because I was in the room. He told her I was asleep and that it would be fine. I was not asleep. So for the next few hours, I stayed hidden under my covers, texting my friends on how to escape without making the situation worse, while my roommate had sex only a few feet away from me, after which she began to cry.
After which her roommate started to cry?
Yeah, after her roommate cried after having sex. To make matters worse.
Why was having sex for so many hours?
To make matters worse, I had to get up for an 8 a.m. final the next morning. So needless to say, I went to that final on no sleep and traumatized. I think she realized I wasn't asleep the next day because of the duration of our time living together. She didn't make eye contact and didn't speak to me.
No way. It was like the end of the year.
Yeah.
But like, that seemed like a slightly abusive relationship.
Yeah. I don't think the girl should have been crying.
She could have been like,
you guys, girls
no,
cry after sex. I don't, but girls do.
Yeah. Like their first time or like when they're in love with someone, not like with the dude that she's sleeping with in her dorm room watching Netflix.
I mean,
with.
We don't know why she was crying. We're not here to
no,
judge.
I'm
poor Nicole.
I'm not judging her or anything, but. That is a terrible, terrible story.
I just can't imagine.
The room would just smell.
I know. And
you guys, what does sex smell like? What is the smell that everybody
It smells like human. Like you, even the next day, you just smell like sex. Like it's I don't know. Like, it smells like sweat. Like, and
actually, it's kind of like when you sleep in your covers and you get really sweaty and then you smell your sheets the next day. That's
yeah, it's like sweaty human smell.
So it doesn't smell like a musty vagina.
It can.
Unless you have vaginitis.
Okay. Well, if you have cum in your hair, which oh has God. Happened to me before.
Does cum really smell? Is that how your body?
Or dick breath.
Some people's cum smells.
Like Lauren's ex.
Some people choose to drink pineapple juice every morning and take care of that. All right. Do you have another story you can read?
I do.
Ash? And then yes. I want to call someone.
Okay. Love this story. It is from a girl named Sarah. She goes, hello, I love the podcast. And I was cringing when the topic was brought up because I have walked in on my parents having sex. A few years ago, me, my sister, and our best friend were coming in from a night out. We were a little tipsy, so it honestly made the whole thing a little bit more traumatic. As we opened the side door and walked into our indoor porch area, there's a glass sliding window that leads into the living room. Well, once I was in the porch area, I hear my best friend say, "Is that your mom? Is that your dad?" And while I'm saying this, and I'm going to,
oh my God.
And I'm going through the process, what the hell is going, I'm trying to process what the hell is going on in the middle of my living room, because again, I'm a little tipsy, so things aren't really registering. Well, what we were all looking at was my mom kneeling on the living room floor, giving my dad oral sex.
No fucking way.
I can't even deal right now talking about it. Anyway, real quick, we run out of the porch area, obviously freaking out while our friend is cracking up. We then go into the front door, and my sister is so mad and disgusted that she goes, "Ew, I'm scared for my life. Go to your room." And then when we're running back to our bedroom, my mom yells, "It's our damn house. Move out if you don't like it."
Oh my gosh.
So funny.
That is the exact reaction I would expect from my mom. Yeah.
I cannot even imagine. If I saw my mom on two knees, half of me would be like, "What the fuck?" And the other half of me would be like, "Damn, my mom's cool."
Lauren, I think you would have had that reaction where you were like, "Ew, you're disgusting."
Yeah, I would have had so many nightmares.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, you got a call now?
I have a caller. All right, guys, we got Aaron on the line. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the I Don't Get It podcast. Tell us your mortifying sex story.
So I was about a senior in high school, and I was at home, like, just, you know, chilling out. I was on the family iPad. You know, it's a family iPad, so what could go wrong, right?
Wait, so you have a family iPad, not like individuals?
I'm looking through just old photos from vacations and whatnot, and I see a video, and it's really blurry, so I'm like, well, what is this? I press play, and it is my parents making a sex tape.
Wait, in like a Kim sort of way, where you're like, all right, let's get this on, and they're like acting to the camera?
I mean, if we want to be as much detailed, my dad was holding the camera.
Your dad was holding the camera. Wait, so tell us more.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched, I think, maybe 3 seconds of it before I started screaming.
How could you tell what it was?
I mean, it was my mom.
What was your reaction?
Screaming. And my dad came downstairs, opened the door, and he was like, "Why are you screaming?" And I had the iPad in my hand. And I was like, "You don't want to know." I told my parents eventually, like, not even a year ago, I told my mom that I saw it.
And what'd they say?
She just started laughing, crying, and she was like, "You saw my sex tape?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she said, "Which one?" I was like, "Mom."
And then my mom said to me, "You saw my sex tape?"
Oh my God. That's so funny.
So there's clearly more than one.
Oh my God. Your parents are the shit. I want to meet them.
That's so funny.
All right. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us. We appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, guys. I'm sorry, but I know this is just the best, but we do need to take a moment for a great sponsor. This is Birchbox Beauty Subscription. It's a monthly beauty subscription, which gives you 5 samples tailored to skin, hair, and style preferences, your own preferences. So you are going to pick samples based on a beauty profile that you create. Our promotion is 20% off a purchase of $30 or more site-wide. A 3-month subscription is now only $24. All you have to do is go to birchbox.com/get it. All right, back to all this craziness. All right, I'm going to read a story from Kelsey. Hi, my name's Kelsey. A couple years ago, the worst thing ever happened to me, and I'm not even being dramatic. I can't believe I'm telling anyone this, but I love you guys and the podcast so much. Long story short, my current boyfriend's dad walked in while I was giving my boyfriend head. Like, we made eye contact while his penis was in my mouth.
Oh.
So good.
Lauren.
Wow.
Yeah. Could you imagine looking up with, like, your son? Like, that's like a, well, no, it'd be way more horrifying for my dad to walk in.
Oh, it's just demoralizing.
With a man's mouth on my
child. A dad would think that is, yeah. A dad watching his daughter do that would think it was demoralizing.
It's like I failed as a fucking parent.
Oh, yeah, like if the dad was watching, like if our dads daughter. Walked in on us,
on us
that.
Blowing some guy.
Exactly. Oh yes. God, my dad would probably kill himself. But then would he also
kill himself
more if like he saw a guy going down on me?
I don't know.
Lauren's like, I don't want this graphic in my head. Honestly, this is how I feel when I eat bananas. I always have to look at the ground because I always make eye contact with people when I'm eating bananas. And it's like, so it's like the same. It's awkward.
I would never think about that.
Well, think about it. You're just like eating a banana in the office and people look at you and they're like, what's going on in the bananas in your mouth? Like, it's weird. This one's from Jessica. And she says, my grandmother walked in on me giving a coworker head. It was so painfully brutal and awkward.
Like, I like the fact that it was a coworker. Like, she like doesn't even seem like she was involved with him at all. Like, the grandma knew he was a coworker, and it was just like something she was doing.
Yeah, like not a boyfriend, not someone she was talking to.
Yeah, I wasn't like, I'm dating this guy. Oh, that's so weird.
Oh my God, so mortifying. Grandmas. What's worse, Lauren? What do you think is worse, grandma walking in or your parents? I think parents.
Oh, parents.
Parents, because. They know me better. I came out of my mother's womb. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, like, my gosh. My grandma would be like,
you must do this a lot.
Yeah. And plus, my grandma would be like, yeah, you enjoy life.
Bubby?
Like, yeah. She'd be like, that's healthy. That's natural. Or something natural. Like that. There's actually, now that you read a grandma story, I do have another grandma story. This one says, my boyfriend's 86-year-old grandma walked in on us having sex, and she couldn't see what was happening because we had a blanket on us. We froze. He was still in me. In her old-ass hand crawls on his shoulder, and she gave him a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Biggest cock block ever.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I'm just thinking of the guy hugging him. I'm literally thinking of the guy and his face and, like, just, like, what's going through his head.
I know.
Because he's, like, frozen.
I know. It's just, oh, my gosh. This is another. This is the one I really wanted to read. This is from Morgan. She's a big fan. Super sweet. We appreciate you so much. She goes, so I never walked into my parents, but I definitely have an awkward story. I was probably a sophomore in high school. I'm 21 now and a senior in college. I was sitting at our family office at home doing schoolwork, probably about 10 p.m. The entrance to my parents' bedroom, bathroom, and closet are around the corner. This is excellent. My dad was taking a bath during the time. And my mom went in. I could hear muffled talking, nothing out of the ordinary. I could hear my mom open the, I think she says pocket door to the bathroom. I don't know what that is. And say, not tonight. I'm so tired. Followed by my dad saying, come on, you always say you're tired. And then that's not the kicker.
Come on, Sharon. Let's do it.
My mom answered by saying, here, I'll make a deal. We don't do it tonight, but we can have anal on Thursday.
Oh, what? What?
You guys.
You're putting on a show for her. That can't be real.
That is the funniest thing. She couldn't use to say, oh my gosh, never been so mortified. I yelled, mom, I'm still down here. My mom slammed the door and gasped. I packed up my books and worked as fast as I could to run up the stairs. I was nauseous and all. My mom followed me up to my room 5 minutes later, but I locked the door. She knocked on the door and said, sweetie, you didn't think that dad and I didn't do it anymore, did you? She wouldn't leave. It was horrible, but now we laugh at it.
Oh, my
are all
God.
Of our parents just secretly having anal sex?
No, we know.
Do parents have anal?
No.
Well, there was a time before us, guys. Like, the world existed before we popped
out. Did they ever have anal?
I thought that anal sex was, like,
a new thing developed by millennials, honestly.
Like, you think it came out of the 90s, like, Cisco thong song music video?
Yes.
Actually, I kind of did, too.
No, I think it did. Now, listen, Lauren can tell this one funny story, because we do laugh about this with Mom. When my mom was watching Game of Thrones with Lauren, she goes, why do they always have to do it in the butt? But really, they're just doing it doggy style. So we know our parents are just very just vanilla.
She didn't know that you could have normal sex that way.
That is hilarious.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Oh my God. All right.
We have missionary.
Well, I'm going to read a story from Shelby, and then we're going to call Chris, Ashley. I know you like Chris's story.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shelby says, hey guys, love the podcast. Well, guess what, Shelby? We love you. So my little story is about those vibrating vaginal rings you can buy at any drugstore.
They're my boyfriend... dominant.
Lauren loves those things.
So my boyfriend at the time, I haven't used one. I need to. So my boyfriend at the time and I wanted to try out one of those rings. It was our first time using one, so I didn't know that you could use them more than once. After the first time, I threw it away in my trash can. The next day, I was taking a shower, and there was a knock at the bathroom door. I yelled, come in, and in walks in my stepdad holding the vibrating ring, and it's vibrating. He says, the dogs got in the garbage, and my nephew took it from the dog's mouth. He asked what it was and said the vibration scared my nephew, who was 2 at the time. All I could say was, don't touch that. Once I was out of the shower, I confessed to my mom what it was, and then my mom went and bought one for her and my stepdad. I will never forget that day. It was embarrassing and hilarious.
That's great.
Oh,
why
my God.
Did her stepdad walk into the bathroom while she was showering?
I know, she's like, come in.
That is weird.
I'm like, fuck off.
Well, if someone's knocking on the door, I would tell anyone to come in.
I don't ever tell. Nobody comes into my bathroom when I'm showering.
I don't know. It's family. Like, my dad's walked in. I'm behind the curtain if he has to tell me something.
I guess if it's a curtain, but I don't know. Our family's really private with our bodies.
With your bathroom time?
Yeah.
That's not true. I sit next to Lauren as she's naked
Lauren,
in a bathtub.
My parents and I.
Oh.
I never open the door for anyone in the shower. Like, no, you know, in the bachelor house, I used to like have to like go to the private one and lock the door.
The private one. All right, should we call Chris now, guys?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Go.
Hey, Chris. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Thank you so much for your hilarious email. We didn't tell our audience anything about your story yet. Can you tell us?
And I don't know. Me and Lauren don't know the
tell
story.
Us everything.
I guess I could. Been traveling all day. In a lot of traffic here, but it's going slow. So where do you want me to start?
I want to start with you thinking that you were home alone with your girlfriend.
Right. And my parents, this was a long time ago now, more than 25 years, but
that's fine.
For some reason, that day, my mother wasn't going to work, and I didn't know about it. So, girlfriend and I were in the shower, new girlfriend, and everything was, hot and sexy, and, gosh, out of nowhere, my mom just rips open the shower curtain, and we're having really good sex. I don't know how explicit you want me to be.
We want you to be as explicit as possible.
Yeah, this is HBO podcast.
Okay. We were having normal sex for a little while. It was loud and good and getting to breathless. And then later, we kind of went in the back door, and that's where we were found out right then and there.
No way!
Totally, totally.
Why did your mom rip the shower curtain open?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, why did she? Because it was loud.
She's the kind of person that believes that you can't have a locked door, we had the door completely wide open. We didn't think anyone was there.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, you can't have a locked door. You know, it's her house. Even in your bedroom, if you have a locked door, that's totally wrong. She has the ability to come in at any time.
I can't believe your mom saw you doing anal.
I know. That's why I had to call him.
Oh, my heavens.
For like 3 seconds.
So what did she say? She said something funny, right?
It was like, poking a pin into a balloon. Bam. It was gone.
Oh, my God. What did your mom say?
Well, like I said in the email, she looked at my girlfriend and said, I knew you were a slut from the first time I laid eyes
on
you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then looked at me and said, well, at least now I know you're not gay.
Oh, my God. This
and
is
Chris,
a movie.
On that note, I want to thank you for sharing your story. It is hysterical. It was the one that I wanted to save towards the end because it was one of the best ones we received.
God, Chris, that's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Well, oh my God, that was just too much.
That story was
too much.
Lauren,
that is so rude to say to the girlfriend. You know,
We got another email where it was very similar. Where like the mom looked at the girlfriend and thought like she was the sluttiest thing, but now they're married and she loves her.
Oh, well, thank God. I was just thinking of what mom would say to me. She would be like, "You're disgusting."
Mom would think
you're
repulsive.
Gonna get AIDS. That's what she'd say.
I know. She definitely
she would.
She would
literally say, "You're disgusting. You disgust me." And I'm like, shut up.
So we have one more story before we call one of our best friends, Maura, who has a number of walk-in sex stories, but one that she feels comfortable enough telling. So, Naz, go for it.
Okay, this is one of my faves, guys. This is from Lauren. And Lauren says, "Hi, Ashley. First off, just want to say huge fan. My name is Lauren, 21 years old, living in Indiana." Oh, well, I shouldn't say all that.
No, that's fine. She told us.
Okay. Okay, here's my awkward sex story. When I was a senior in high school, not condoning having sex in high school, by the way, my boyfriend at the time and I had plans on Valentine's Day to hang out after my basketball game. My parents were gone for what I thought was going to be a while, and I had just got home and needed to shower. So I texted him and said, "My parents aren't home. You should just come over now and we can shower together." So anyway, he comes over, we take a shower or whatever, and for some dumb reason, decide to continue having sex in my basement. And then she says in parentheses, "Why not my bedroom?" I have no idea. So, like idiots, we go to the basement and don't bring our clothes, literally just towels.
Oh, my God.
So we are having sex on the couch, butt ass naked in caps. And my dad walks down and yells, "Oh, my God.
Oh, my God."
And turns around to go upstairs. My boyfriend sprints to the laundry room. And at the time, my little brother was 9 years old. And my boyfriend goes to grab whatever clothes he could put on. And he grabs my 9-year-old brother's sweatshirt, laughing my ass off. I had to walk upstairs in a towel and talk to my mom, who is considered the cool mom. And she just tells me, "Maybe you should go to Kyle's house for a little bit and give your dad some time to cool off." Anyway, my dad ended up making me have Kyle over the next day for both of us to apologize. And basically, he was like, "I can't control you guys, but you need to respect my house."
Yeah, that sounds like a dad. Everything about that sounds like our dad. Like, dad would say, "You gotta respect the house, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah, so you can do whatever you want outside.
Yeah.
But don't have your bare, naked ass on my couch.
Yeah. Also, dad would have responded in a very similar, "Oh, my God."
He was like, imagine. "Jesus, Lauren.
Can you imagine?"
No.
Like, no. I could never. I would be mortified.
We talk about confidence a lot here on the I Don't Get It podcast and how much of a difference it makes when it comes to the millennial lifestyle, the way you carry yourself, the way you date. BioClarity is clinically proven to clear up acne blemishes and help maintain clear, confident, there's that word again, skin without all the harsh side effects of other treatments. 90% of clinical study patients reported clearer skin and would recommend it to friends. I am a friend to you guys, and I am recommending it. It helps minimize pore size, fight acne, reduce redness, and soothe skin. You know that it's always a complaint of mine. Plus, it's cruelty-free and vegan. So put your best face forward and go out and conquer the world. Just go to bioclarity.com. My listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter my code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. Go to bioclarity.com and enter the code GETIT, bioclarity.com.
All right, we should call Maura.
She's going to be good. All right, Maura. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast for the first time. Can't believe this is how we're going to intro you.
This is Maura's first time.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
Guys, Maura and Ashley and Lauren have been friends forever. And well, she's the best.
We've known her since third grade, actually.
And she's my friend now.
She will come on and co-host someday soon.
We should let her talk at some point.
Yeah, when she's here, when in person.
No, like actually right now, we should let her talk.
Oh, Maura.
Go. Oh, hi.
All right, Maura, we want to hear your awkward sex story.
Oh, this isn't sex.
Oh, yeah.
It's worse.
This one.
This is so much worse.
This is worse than sex.
So it was like maybe my junior year of high school. It had to be senior year of high school. And I had gone to a party, a local party. I think Ashley and Lauren had actually dropped me off at the party, the good friends that they are, and did not come. And then drove home. And I went to this party, and I was like talking at the time, you know, when you're just talking to boys. So I was talking to this guy. I think his name was Will. Can't remember.
I think his name was Will.
I have suppressed this memory. Like, I work on suppressing it every day. So, so I was, like, making out with him, and I ended up, like, calling my parents that night and being, like, I had this really good guy friend, Alex, who they always let sleep over because he was, like, my friend from Christian camp. Jesus. I mean, sorry, not Jesus.
Jesus is right. Jesus Christ, yeah. Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, so they loved him. And I was like, hey, Mom, Dad, like, everyone's kind of drunk. Do you care if Alex and his friend from soccer stay over? So, like, this boy was not from his soccer team, but they obviously were like, of course, that's totally fine. We love Alex. I'm sure his friend's great also. So this boy stays over. We go, you know, I go sleep in my bed. He sleeps on the couch downstairs. The drunk part was true. And the next morning, we were, like, hanging out. Alex had gone home, and we're, like, in my TV room. And we started, you know, canoodling and making out, and he's fingering me. And I was making, like, full-blown, like, sex noises.
Oh, no.
And faces.
Faces. The faces.
Oh, thank you. No. Like,
see, I suppressed that. And all of a sudden, my dad walks in.
Oh my and God.
In the so middle of an O Maura, face.
And I'm making the face. Like, I'm going to fucking die.
And her bottom half was covered with, it was covered with a blanket, right?
Yeah.
But he knew what was going on down there.
Yeah. You'd think so. I mean, we've never talked about it, but.
Ever to this day.
And then what happened when he walked out? He just pretended like nothing happened, right?
He walked out, and then I hear, Maura, come here. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going there. I'm literally just going to run away. I was like, I think I'm just going to run away and call it a day. And so I walk out there and my dad's like, that's obviously not Alex's friend. And I was like, yep. I was like,
oh my God. Maura, this is mortifying.
I mean, I just honestly think for some reason being fingered may be worse than having sex.
It's so much worse.
I have honestly, no idea why.
It's a little like more juvenile and dirtier.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit.
The reason why I think it's dirtier is because I don't feel like all guys clean their fingernails that well.
Well, it's technically feeling dirtier. Yes, technically. But for some reason, it's like even grosser for a dad to walk in on.
Like your dad will never unsee that image ever.
My poor father. I feel so sad right now.
Aw, well, don't worry.
Maura, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that. That's hilarious and mortifying.
Oh, all right.
It's mortifying.
Mortifying.
My God.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks, Maura. Right, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, my God. Those stories were amazing.
They're
I'm so
great.
Happy we did this.
And I told you, I knew it was going to be a good one.
This is so
I
good.
Could listen to these stories all day long.
I know. We have so many more emails. You guys, if you wrote in an email, thank you so much. Also, shout out to Charmin. who sent us toilet paper after I complained that my mom is shitty toilet paper my house.
So funny.
That was hilarious. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Yeah. This was glorious. Next week's going to be really agonizing.
We're just so scared. We're so scared. And I do want to reiterate that, like, we haven't even been able to read all the emails that we got. And it's only been, it's been like 4 hours since the emails started pouring in since I posted, and we haven't finished reading them all. So if you guys really like this episode, you got to let us know, because we will do a part two, because we have plenty of stories left to share.
And send us, slide in my DMs at Naz Perez and give us more segment ideas of what you guys want to hear, because this is your podcast.
Yes, it is. All right. We love you so much.
All right. Subscribe. Bye.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.